Hi, Cindy. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you, Dr. Wright?
Far as I can tell, I'm about the same as usual.
Oh, good. Glad to hear. So I have two quick questions. One is, could you please recommend a supplement for stubbornness?
Stubbornness? Are we talking about mental health stubbornness?
Yeah, like the stubbornness that my husband has that makes him not want to take supplements.
Oh, dear.
It's kind of a joke.
Yeah, I guess so. But the only recommendation I have there is that we're much less likely to have a nice, long, healthy health span if we don't.
I know. I wish there was one you could recommend. I would surely buy it for him. Okay, so the reason I'm calling is my husband has had a lifetime of allergies. He was tested a long, long time ago by an allergy doctor, and he had a plethora of allergies. So he's been taking over-the-counter pills. He switches off between brands, and he does the nose spray thing, but nothing seems to really touch his allergies. So it's in his sinuses. It's a lot of, mucus, and he cannot breathe. He kind of has to breathe through his mouth. Mm-hmm. So he recently went to a different allergy doctor after not going for maybe 20 or 30 years. A new allergy doctor said, guess what? He doesn't have any allergies. So I said to my husband, what do you mean you don't have any allergies? You wake up every day, you can't breathe for hours. And he said, I don't know. He said I can't remember what the doctor said, and he's not here for me to ask him. But doctor says he doesn't have any allergies. It's just something else that, people have. I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but we have no idea what could be making him so congested and seemingly like he has allergies, but yet the allergy doctor says he has no allergies.
Well, unless the blood test was run, ma'am, we cannot say that for certain, because what the blood test does is it measures antibodies. And as you know, our immune systems make antibodies when they don't like something. And so we'll run the blood test that checks for 95 different foods to see if there's antibodies to any of them. And if that is all clear, then I would believe that he doesn't have allergies. But since most of the doctors who've been to the regular medical schools, quote, don't believe in, close quote, the food allergy tests done by blood, I don't know how he made the diagnosis of no allergies at all, because he didn't measure any antibodies to anything he might be allergic to.
Okay, I think he just did that prick test where they prick you with the different allergens. So there's a blood test for allergies?
Yes, you can read about it at Meridian Valley Laboratory online.
Okay, thank you so much.